Hello, everyone. It's Wednesday, February 21st, 2024, and this is a meeting of the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon. In compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, this is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. It's published in the Hunterdon Review. The agenda was posted on the Township Bulletin Board and as a courtesy posted on the Township website. Official action will be taken at this meeting. Would everybody please rise for the flag salute, and then we'll have a moment of silence, remain standing, for members of our military, first responders, and frontline workers.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Mr. Abakowski. Mr. Wojcik.
Present.
Ms. Fuller.
Present.
Mr. Wunder.
Present.
Mr. Mickey.
Here.
First order of business is presentation of the minutes. We'll take them in sections here. The minutes of special meeting, executive session meeting minutes of February 6, 2024. Any comments or a motion to approve? And a second?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of executive session February 6, 2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, we could take these in a group. It's the meeting, February 7th, regular session meeting minutes and executive session meeting minutes. If anybody has any revisions or and or an approval and or an, and a second.
A motion to approve the February 7th regular meeting minutes as well as the February 7th executive session.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is public comment limited to agenda items only. Can I get a motion to open to public comment, agenda items only?
I'll make a motion to open a public comment limited to agenda items only, limited to 3 minutes per speaker.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Seeing no public comment, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is the ordinance for the public hearing and adoption, which was introduced at the last meeting. It's ordinance number 03-2024, establishing officer and new employee positions within the Township of Lebanon and authorizing and setting the salary range for officers and employees of the Township of Lebanon for the calendar year 2024. Can I get a motion to open the public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Any comments from the public? Do you want to take the committee comments if there are any within the public hearing?
May close it.
Close it? All right. Can I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
For ordinance number
03-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Any committee discussion? Can I get a motion to adopt ordinance number 03-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, next up are the resolutions. We have resolution number 44-2024, renewing 2022 and 2023 plenary retail consumption license for the New Hampton Inn Incorporated. Any committee discussion on that or an approval?
Do we approve them both, 44 and 45?
Just 44 right now.
Well, question is, what are the differences?
Carolyn knows the details behind this.
There's two resolutions. One is licensed year 22 to 23, the other is licensed 23 to 24. The state made us rescind those, and now they, the owner has filed the 1239 special conditions, so now we are able to reissue like that. So there's two resolutions for the two different
years. Mm-hmm. 2022 to 2023,
mm-hmm. 2023 to 2024.
Okay.
Two separate years and two separate, they asked for two resolutions, one for each of
the
years.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be dealing with 44-2024 right now, which is the 2022-2023.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution number 44-2024.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, as Carolyn mentioned, this resolution number 45-2024, which is the resolution renewing the 2023 to 2024 plenary retail consumption license for the New Hampton Inn.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up, and with great pleasure, is resolution number 46-2024, authorizing the hiring and appointment of Terrence Lawler as fire official, effective February 22nd, 2024. If you recall, we had appointed another person, but that person can't fulfill the duties due to family obligations. So we found, actually, our old fire official found him, Gary Apgar, which was great. And he's very, he was actually a police officer. He was an arson inspector, fire investigator, fire inspector, and he's also doing Glenn Gardner. So we're very lucky to have Terry on. Can I get a motion to authorize the hiring and appointment of Terrence Lawler as fire official effective February 22nd, 2024, resolution number
46-2024?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 47-2024, enabling supplemental funding request from the Department of Environmental Protection Green Acres Program and authorizing execution of a Green Acres Agreement. Whereas the State of Township of Lebanon intend to increase Green Acres funding by $350,000 to increase Green Acres funding to a total of $1,200,000. I don't know, Tom, if you want to add anything to it. I know you talked about it at the last meeting.
Well, it's just a continuation of our plan incentive grant, and we're enabling with an additional $350,000 to put it into a running total of $1.2 million. Some of that funding has been used previously, but that's the total running. And this doesn't obligate us to any specific piece of property other than the ones that are on the open space and recreation plan from 2017. Mm-hmm. And I do believe there's a shelf life on these over a period of time if you don't use them. So we thought it was wise to bring the funding in and enable us to have, I think at right now, an amount of $700,000. It says $1.2 million. I think $500,000 was used, expended already, so that's around $700,000. And this will go into, like I said, the 2017 Open Space Recreation Plan, which has prioritized about 77 different parcels in the township for open space acquisition.
Okay. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 47-2024, enabling the supplemental funding request from the Department of Environmental Protection Green Acres Program and authorizing execution of a Green Acres Agreement?
I will motion to approve resolution number 47-2024.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is resolution number 48-2024, authorizing submission of a grant proposal to the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs Fiscal Year 2024 Recreational Improvement Grant Program. Now, Jay, you might want to jump in and talk about this project. It's yours. You're spearheading it.
Yeah, we're working on getting some additional funds for the Park and Recreation Committee so that we can make some improvements up in Memorial Park. And there's several grants that are available. This one came up first. There's a couple other ones we're looking at. So we're going to go after this year as many grants as we can to help offset costs and allow the Park Commission to improve the park for all the residents. It's very well used park. Everybody enjoys it, including myself. So the maximum amount of that grant is $100,000, so that's what we're going to ask for.
Yeah. Okay. So can I get a motion to approve resolution 48-2024, authorizing submission of a grant proposal to the New Jersey Department of Community Affairs Fiscal Year 2024 Recreational Improvement Grant Program?
I'll make that motion as read by the mayor.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Last resolution tonight is resolution number 49-2024, accepting the retirement of Corporal Ronald Unkert Jr. from the Police Department with regrets. I'm going to read this. Whereas Corporal Ronald J. Unkert Jr. has been a valued employee for the Township of Lebanon Police Department for 26 years, most recently as corporal, and whereas by written notice dated February 14, 2024, Corporal Ronald J. Unkert Jr. notified the Township Committee that he would be retiring from the Township of Lebanon Police Department effective February 29, 2024. And whereas the Township Committee desires to accept the retirement of Corporal Ronald J. Unkert from the Township of Lebanon Police Department effective February 29, 2024, by way of adoption of this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Township Committee of the Township of Lebanon that it does hereby accept the resignation of Corporal Ronald J. Unkert from the Lebanon Township Police Department effective February 29, 2024. Can I get a motion to accept or to approve resolution number 49-2024, accepting the retirement?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes, and congratulations to Corporal Unkert.
Well, moving forward.
Yes, yes. Next up, we start unfinished business, and I just wanted to give an update on the employee manual and volunteer manual. We have both have been through attorney review, so now we're going to take these two manuals, and tomorrow I'm going to send it to the rest of the committee after I discuss it with Abe, because he's looking at it today, tonight, to make sure everything is good, and then we should be on our way. So we're moving right along. Thank you, Mark. Okay, so next up is the park maintenance improvements update, include open space ordinances, use of grant writer, committee vote on millennium strategies, fee of $2,500 to submit New Jersey Department of Community Affairs local recreation grant. So I don't know if you and Joanne want to...
Joanne, want to get up and just give a little bit of an overview, and I can help too. But as I mentioned before, we went out asking for a grant. There's several improvements that we want to make to the park. One of the immediate need of improvement is the border around where the kids play in the sandbox and the swings and all that. Needs new mulch. The border's rotting and falling down. A few other things. So that's the first one we're going to go after, amongst a slew of other things that we'd like to do to improve it for the residents.
So thank you, Jay. Joanne Letters, Mount Kitt Road, Chair of the Park Committee. I did send all of you, I would imagine, your receipt of the five-year master plan, and as well as a slideshow for our meeting tonight, and it shows some areas that are in need of improvement and upgrading. So I thank you for this opportunity. So our immediate issues with the park, as Jay had mentioned, were the playground border. It's rotting in many areas. The mulch is, I mean, and with the heavy rains that we recently had, we have a stream of mulch. The other thing that we are looking to accomplish would be replacing the playground equipment. We do have one piece that has been replaced, but we are in need of replacing several other pieces. Another project that we would very much like to get done would be the volleyball courts. They were prematurely moved based on the potential stage project. Unfortunately, it's my understanding that the stage project is no longer happening. So we were talking about either improving them where they stay currently or potentially moving the courts back up to their previous location. And last but certainly not least, replacing and removing some of the parking lot guardrails. So the guardrails that directly follow along the line of where the baseball field and the playground and then up to that upper field where the football field are in, well, they're all in unfortunate, terrible shape. You know, they're rotting, they're falling apart. You know, we keep putting tape on the problem when they really need to be replaced. So the goal is to replace those and then remove the ones on the other side where, you know, the sheds are up top, where the concession stand is in the middle, and then along the bottom. So those are our immediate goals. Those are our short-term goals. And as you'll see in the five-year master plan, first and foremost, I would really like to just kind of thank Drew DePalma. He's on our committee, and he is, with the help of, you know, all committee members and our and input, he did, you know, put all of this together so that we had visual for you guys to kind of look back and reference. So yeah, that's where we stand at the moment.
Good.
So hopefully these grants and open space funding will, you know, be available. And again, we really do appreciate, you know, the committee looking after all of this and taking this cause up along with us. We're eager to get the work done. You know, we're eager to improve the park for all of our community members. I mean, from our oldest to the youngest, utilize that park. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's unfortunate that it's kind of getting, it's getting run down. And it's time for improvements, and it's time for some more maintenance, and that's beyond our control, you know, our, mm-hmm. you know, what we're able to do. So, yeah.
Yeah, and that was, when did, it was kind of like 1998 time frame when everything started to go up around the park. So we're really talking about like 26 years.
Yeah, it's time.
It's time.
Especially the playground equipment. You know, yeah. You look at other townships there and their playgrounds, and they're just, you know, they're upgraded and they're current. And while we love that really big main structure, it's time. You know, pieces mm-hmm. of wood, like I said, wood is rotting mm-hmm. and it's curling up. And
yeah.
So I heard guardrails. You're going to replace those guardrails?
We're looking to, yes.
Not remove, you're going to replace, right?
Replace the one side, we're looking to remove the other, where there's a greater need. I mean,
that might be an engineer question of the guardrail.
Yes.
So Bryce...
We did actually get to meet with Bryce at the park. We discussed the playground border with him, and we did put a couple other items on his radar just so that he was aware. And one of them was the volleyball courts, and the other was the guardrails. Hmm. So he's aware, but we figure at this point we just want to take step by step, hopefully get that border accomplished first, see how that goes, and then just kind of keep moving down and checking off of all the long list of items that, you know, need to be attended.
Yeah, and he gave me today a beautiful status report on everything he's working on as our engineer, which is great. So top down view of everything.
Yeah, he was wonderful to meet with. Mm-hmm. Tom met with us and Drew, and he offered a lot of insight and feedback. So, you know, I think it's, you know, for future projects, it's going to be a good working relationship. So,
yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
It's good. We've got a lot of teaming going on this year,
yeah.
where you get everybody that you need, just like when you're in a company, corporation.
Yeah,
it's great.
It's great. And, you mm-hmm. know, I look forward to seeing things actually getting done. You
mm-hmm.
know, looking forward to the progress.
Right.
That's the key with all
And it's quicker that way, too. Like, you get them all there, and then there's less miscommunication and everything else, and... No kicking the can down the road.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
So that's where I stand right now. Do you have any other questions of me? Or
Mark, do you have any questions from what you saw?
on the overview, no.
Okay.
If you're going to talk about the park stuff, the baseball field, yes.
That's... Joanne can handle that as well.
Okay.
Yeah, well, before we get to that, I just
want to move
back.
From this
year. Yeah, I know. There's other things. There's quite a lot of... All right, so...
There's in between, so I can always come back. I've got whatever I need.
Right. So we've got the park maintenance improvement update from Joanne. We've got the use of a grant writer. You want to cover that?
So for these grants, the last time the township did a grant for roads, we got mm-hmm. a nice grant, and we used a company called Millennium Strategies. They also do grants for parks, and so they're working with us on... submitting the grant for this $100,000 that's available from the state. And they're working together with our township engineer, Bryce, from Finelli.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they gave us an example of some wins that they've had. And we're looking to, and we'll get to that, I think, in here. But
Yeah, so that covers the millennium.
Yeah.
You have to use a grant writer these days, because trying to have Carolyn do it or us do it, those guys know how to write it in the language that the grant people want to hear. So that's what we need.
Yeah, and also, just so that you know, it was our prior administrator who got the $750,000 grant by using these people that for $2,500, because the way it was explained to me, they're very dialed in. Not only do they know how to write it, but they know the right people.
Yeah.
So you have it's money well spent, because there's a good chance. It's not saying we're going to get $100,000, but you're going to cover your cost, and it's due like what, 3 days from now, something
yeah,
like that.
And they,
so
they're going to jump through hoops to get it done and submitted. So that all of the prep work that's being done, Carolyn's been very helpful on that, and we'll get that done prior to the 20. It's due on the 29th, but they want to have it done by the 27th. So
yeah,
something we need to vote on.
Yes, that's what I'm getting there.
Yep.
In the discussion. All right. So, are we done with that? And then I can take the vote.
Yeah, that's good for now. Well, the next one is the.
Well, let's read the. All right.
The LTAA stuff. So.
Well, but we need a vote for the.
Of course, you're.
We need a motion to.
You're killing me here with the motions.
All right, what do you want?
Well,
to
you're
we
running
say?
Out of time. We could have had a resolution ready, but the other thing is make sure they have a BRC. Because.
Millennium.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've done business.
All right, so make sure we have the BRC and the employee information EIR as well, right?
They gave us a sample resolution. I thought that was.
Yeah, but he wants to make sure they have the credentials with the state.
No,
of
for the grant, we didn't do it to award them the assigned proposal.
Right,
that's part of a discussion in new business.
So we'll make it contingent upon.
Well, you know, I'm not going to have a meeting before, right? So I mean,
no,
they have to get submitted. So
time.
We'll do the voice vote, then we'll memorialize it. I just, you know.
Yeah, I know.
It's an agreement, and
right.
We should have that. With the resolution.
I know. We didn't know. We didn't know this
is time sensitive.
It's very time sensitive. Yeah.
The submission has to be by the 29th, so I won't have another meeting.
And we had to get Sage set, you know, everybody in Sage, and that never, did you ever, didn't work yet? It's funny, they sent me a thing acknowledging that it worked.
Yeah, I feel bad.
So anyway, well, maybe it's a 24-hour thing, and they just.
Yeah. Okay. So I think the motion would be a motion to approve the Millennium Strategies February 13th, 2024 proposal. For grant writing at the cost of $2,500 flat fee.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make that motion as stated by the attorney.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, so let's
see.
Thank you.
Okay, so next up is, we've covered everything here, so Memorial Park Baseball Field Enhanced.
Can I just stay on this topic
for
a minute?
Yeah.
I don't know if we've ever really found out about our open space trust fund and the use of it for maintenance in the park. Do you have a clear idea on that?
I need the referendum, which should have been an ordinance and then the approval.
Right.
So we have to have it somewhere.
Okay.
That's what I need to review.
Right.
My guess is they probably, if you follow the different categories, the maintenance one.
It was done three times, the most recent in 2019.
Okay.
It's been redone.
So, Carolyn, if you can find that
mm-hmm.
for me, please.
Wasn't in the package, right?
Yeah. There were two ordinances in the packet.
They're in the packet.
They should be. Ordinance
2011-09. Oh, there it is, yeah.
And then ordinance.
Former Mayor Wunder and also Milkowski had.
George Piazza.
And George Piazza, yes. So.
Oh, they were back-to-back. I didn't.
The original one was for acquisition and payment of debt for farmland, recreation, and conservation. And then it was there again, looked after again, where I thought they brought in the maintenance of.
It does say it in there about maintenance
second
and improvements.
Page on the 2012-04 ordinance. It says maintenance of lands required for recreation and conservation purposes.
If we have that approval, we can move forward on a host of things.
For people listening in the future, the tape is not dead. The attorney is reviewing.
And we had it in the agenda under new business, Mark. That's why we didn't get to that yet.
Yeah. It's a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see it there, yes.
Yep.
So we
I made sure
forward.
Carolyn was very deliberate in getting it in there.
Yeah. So let's hold off till we get to the, and then we'll have Joanne go talk about the baseball fields.
Oh. You want me to go back, hang out,
no,
or go back?
No,
no
talk
do
about
it
them
now, because what they were trying to do is already in new business. It's okay. They didn't see it. It's further down.
Okay.
Because yeah, this is a little bit different than what we're trying to do with the regular stuff. So.
Yeah, understood.
Yeah.
So, so should I go? Or?
Yep.
Yes.
So, Jay, we were approached by the LCAA, Hayes specifically, in regards to updating the current baseball, I use that term loosely, it's more of a T-ball field, lovingly so. It's a great little field, and it's been enjoyed for many, many, many years. So, Hayes approached us at a meeting one night in hopes of upgrading and improving that space, that baseball field, to get it to regulation little league size field so that it could draw more potential activity to the park as far as games and opening up the LTAA. LTAA
but I think
to,
it is
the latest one.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Play more games. So the first portion, I know I sent it to Jay.
Everybody has it.
Everyone has a copy. So, yeah, that's basically what they're proposing. The first portion of these improvements are all volunteers and donations. So at this point, the LTAA, for this specific job, is not asking any for any funding, they're just asking permission. I would imagine down the road, as we look to further improve the park, then those asks may be different. But for this first stage of the project, it would all be donation and volunteerism.
So it's volunteer. Mm-hmm. So insurance-wise, would our volunteer policy cover that?
Okay, couple questions.
Okay, go ahead.
So let me start. So I have an understanding. Is the field currently being used by this organization?
Yes.
Okay. So is it a little league? Is part of the National Little League, or is there? You don't know what they're.
No, because the field currently is not regulated.
No. But the organization, the LTAA.
Oh, that's Lebanon Township Athletic Association.
Right. So they're an incorporated not-for-profit, and then they participate in some baseball.
Yes.
All right. Do you know if it's Little League or not?
I can ask.
I'll just find out. So I think there are a couple things. But they presently use that field, this field.
Yes.
Okay. So I think what we need to make sure is that they should have insurance, and then to the extent that any work is going to be done on the field, a couple of things that we'd make sure that they have insurance. The town's named as an additional insured and a certificate holder. We in turn should contact, and I'm sure they are, our carrier, because it's township land, to ensure that the volunteers typically, because they're utilizing the field, are covered. So we want to make sure that that's the case on our side. I would also, and I'm sure the GIF would recommend the same thing, that to the extent that, is it the organization who's going to spearhead the improvements and I guess use people, volunteers within the LTAA,
yes.
Right? So it may very well be that we have a hold harmless indemnification agreement that I can utilize if they're going to do the work, right? Because, again, that's going to be an extra level of coverage that I would ask anybody who comes on our township property. The other thing is, I saw the sketch, and Jay had sent it to me. Because it's a public park, there was also, it seems that they wanted to put some fencing in, right? I thought I saw somewhere.
Behind them.
There
home
currently
plate.
Exists
right.
Fencing,
yeah.
So
right.
the goal is to increase it
right.
For so it would be regulation.
Right. So and then obviously then there's field work where they're just going to send a skid field. So I mean you're taking grass out and then you're adding dirt. And then the only thing I would say is because it's a municipal park, we should probably have our public works people oversee the work that's being done, because ultimately the town's going to be responsible since they're the owner. So if it's not done right, we want to make sure that it is done right, that the fence posts are put in right. So it should be overseen by someone from the township our public works superintendent, because they typically that they'll do that type of work anyway. So we have that oversight when it's done. And assuming it's all volunteer work, which representation was, we don't have to worry about, but the costs even then don't even come anywhere near the $16,000 for public works work, so it's not even close to that. And since nobody's getting paid, it's all volunteer, we're good on that side as well. So those are the steps that I would suggest.
And just to be clear, there's a potentially a phase two to maybe add bleachers that was in that package.
Yeah,
that
right.
would be down the road.
Right. And the bleachers, I mean, they're just portable, and then you have to just make sure they're...
We might have some extra bleachers. Right?
We do have bleachers up in the football field mm-hmm. section. Those were donated many, many, many years ago when my sons played junior bikes football. They were donated, Bob Edmonds actually got them from Basking Ridge High School. So, they sit up in the field. They've kind of become ground structures.
Yeah.
So we're just kind of waiting for some feedback, though, from Junior Bikes Football
right.
to find out what their plan is for the field up top. But there's two sets of bleachers, so if the baseball is interested in utilizing those, it would just have to – you'd have to figure out, that's down the road a little bit, though. That's not like tomorrow.
So that's, I think, how we can handle. If anybody has any questions, they can either contact me directly. You can get their email through Carolyn or Jay, and they can just email me or call me.
Okay.
Sometimes that's easier.
All right. So the first steps, then, I will advise them is just letting them know, finding out if, in fact, they are part of the little...
Well, they don't have to be. If it's athletic association, they're probably incorporated somewhere. Just check to see if they have insurance in place.
I'm sure they probably do. Yeah.
Right, and then for the work that they would do is, make sure that the township should all already be named if they're playing on township fields as an insured or additional insured. So let's make sure we have that, copy the insurance certificate, and then us being named as additional insured. Then we'll have to, on our side, somebody check with Grohl and Dyke relative to what we need. Or with to make sure when the work's done, they're satisfied. And then once we hear back from the insurance, the next step would be is if the work's going to be done, then I'll draft up a hold harmless agreement for the members, whoever's going to do the work, to sign that.
Okay.
And then they should work in conjunction with our public works warrant, for the work being done. Because, again, if it's just the field, that would be one thing, but they are installing fencing. So then you want to make sure that when they do the field, that the lip, there's not, it gets spread out, and the outfield lip's not a dangerous condition, so some kids aren't tripping and flipping, things like that.
So quick question.
Yes.
So does their insurance have to make sure that the volunteers are covered, or is that the county insurance policy?
They should their insurance probably does cover them, that whoever participates. That's something they should check. I'm more concerned that make sure that the township's name has an additional insured, right?
Absolutely.
They'll check on theirs. Their volunteers will be, their members will be covered. And then we likewise, typically, any coverage the town would have would probably cover them. And there's, you get an insurance subrogation claims if something would happen, but the insurance companies can figure that out.
Okay.
And then we'll have the extra coverage of the hold harmless indemnification agreement from the entity.
Okay. All right. So I will let them know it's a green light, but there's a – or no, I'm sorry.
That's their answer.
Yeah. All right, I take that back.
I can just give you a legal requirement.
We need to just vote. And then
I know.
The green light will happen.
All right. Well, and I will – just so I can respond with an email to them. I know we're waiting on a vote, but these are the steps that are going to need to be taken.
And that LTAA, they have soccer and some other things that they run, right? So they've used the park in the past. So it's not like this is new usage.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'm sure that they have the insurance if they're using it. If the town doesn't have it, they better make sure they get it, right?
Yeah. No,
I shouldn't presume that they have it. But with the township pass it, let's make sure we have it.
You have it.
The LTA is a well.
Okay, that's good.
All right, let's make sure we can find it.
Yeah, we may be coming to you.
Right, and we have it in place. So, and then again, we'll talk to Grohl and Dyke about, because there are people that will be doing the volunteer work. So, but I'm almost 99% sure that they're going to want us to have an indemnification of harm's agreement for anybody doing the work.
Mm-hmm. I wrote it all down.
Good.
I'll recap.
You can read that?
Yeah, it's like hieroglyphics. Let's go out of order with the next one, because rather than get the dates for the budget meeting, let's skip to number two and get the committee vote on the engineering fees of approximately $1,000. Do I need to make a motion to reorder the agenda to move that up?
No.
All right. So the engineering fees, Bryce, you could talk about it.
Finelli, our township engineers with Finelli and Company, he came and looked at the park. So to do his work, it's $1,000 or less. So we need a vote on that to make that happen, get that rolling. And I'll move to do that.
Yeah. You mean you're making a motion?
I'll make a motion to do that, yes.
Well, second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then it looks like the next one's involved, too, moving park projects forward, utilization of open space funds for park maintenance and improvements.
So that looks like, from what I can tell, that he's going to need more research. So if Tom just gave me a copy of your code. So the code for development of lands acquired for recreation and conservation purposes indicates that was added by ordinance number 2019-09. Now, I'm a little concerned. Maybe they did it right. So the original referendum was issued in 2011. And then you do a question, and then the question gets the voters, and the question basically becomes the ordinance. So at that time, based upon this 2011 ordinance, there's three purposes for the open space tax: acquisition of land, acquisition of farmland, payment of debt service. Then in 2012, maybe this is why they redid it, they amended the ordinance 2011-09 without going back out for referendum. Don't believe you can amend the referendum question simply by amending the ordinance, because it's a different purpose. Mm-hmm. So we need to check that, and then we have to find, Carolyn, if there what happened, what ordinance number 2019-09 is, because that apparently...
That was a referendum.
Added two different items.
Historical.
Right. It added four, which was payment debt service issued by Lebanon for any of the purposes 1, 2, 3 above, and then 5, 6, 7 below.
Right.
And then it added the historic preservation and then the Blue Acres projects. I'm hoping they went out the referendum and did it the right way.
I believe so.
And I hope that between 2012 and then... I don't know if anybody used money for maintenance of lands acquired for recreation and conservation purposes, because it wouldn't have been proper. Just saying, but, you know, things happen.
Yeah. No.
Right, do you remember a referendum question in 20, it would have been 2018 or 2019, I guess.
I believe that was out on a referendum.
Okay.
All right, on that one. I can't speak to the...
Yeah, well, hopefully they did it right in 2019, because then that it covers.
Okay.
It
we
covers.
Can't find it here. We can get it at the county, right?
No, we should have it. Yeah.
It's probably somewhere. Okie dokie.
So if that's the case, and that referendum was presented the correct way to the residents, then you're... going to feel comfortable letting us use...
Well, it's interesting. They changed the language, too. So it said development of lands acquired for recreation and conservation purposes. I'm not sure why they use that language, but as opposed to maintenance. Oh, no, there's maintenance above, right? That's right. They changed it to include it, right? So, yeah, I mean, you know, so I just want to read the referendum question. Make sure the referendum question and the ordinance are consistent, because they need to be consistent.
Okay.
And then what you're supposed to do, you're supposed to an apportionment of allocation of funds on an annual basis too, so that when the funds are collected, then the township committee is supposed to look at, okay, here's how much we have, and then you vote how it's going to be allocated on an annual basis. You're supposed to have a public hearing. And then basically adopt a resolution says, okay, we're going to allocate this amount to these different purposes. So that would be something that we would need to do, especially since we're considering acquiring some property if we're going to use open space money. And then you're going to, you know, about, quote, this could be development or maintenance as well. So
we'll put this on the next agenda.
March 5th. Open space March funding 5th. Really was for acquisition and payment of debt, soft cost for acquisition. And then, of course, the land we bought around here was bought through a low loan, and it was used to pay that debt off over time. And I think the last payments are just going through this year.
Yeah, for that, yeah.
But I don't think it was used for anything else.
Well, that's okay. Well, you just have to, you're supposed to do an apportionment.
I understand, yeah.
Yeah.
We have not done that.
Yeah.
Is that what we work with Greg on?
No, you
put it in the right bucket.
You all figure out.
Okay.
I mean, there's the open space trust fund, right? So then the question is, all right, how are we gonna use the money?
Okay.
And that's something that the governing body does, should be doing on an annual basis.
Just by resolution?
Yep. You have a public hearing, okay. You notice, and then you say, okay, we're going to use of the, you know, percentage, this percent going to this purpose, that purpose, that purpose.
Okay.
Right?
Okay. So it's almost like when you do take out, like, the capital funding for different projects and things, and you lay it all out on a resolution.
You know, you plan from the park committee or acquisition plans, and then we have a decision on how we would appropriate that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we have the master plan now, their 5-year plan, so we can apportion it based on.
You're not doing it on project. I mean, you do it, you apportion it amongst the purposes for which you're collecting the taxes, right?
Okay.
So you have the 7 purposes, and then you would say, you know,
so percentage.
Right. You could either do it by percent.
Right.
You can do it by, you know, like 2 cents per 100 goes to this part, depending on how you do it. But there's different ways you can do it. So you have set the 7 purposes, and then you would allocate amongst those purposes. Because sometimes, like, you know, you may not have any Blue Acres project, so you're not going to give any money to Blue Acres project. Or, you know, yeah, you may, if you have debt service, maybe you don't have any more debt service. Like you said, once that's done, you don't have to worry about paying the debt service. So that's why you do it on an annual basis. You figure out what do you need it for if you're going to use it.
Mm-hmm.
And how could we expedite that? So because obviously the improvements to the initial playground, you know, the one that we had the 3 different potential quotes that we're going to want to bid out now to get that done before the park is starting to be used.
It's
February now. Do you think we can?
You have to do a bid. You have the bid specs.
Well, Bryce is doing a bid.
Okay.
Do a bid spec.
I just need the back. He has me technical stuff. I'll take care of the front end.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it might. You know, you could. I think you need to see what your balance is, which I don't know what the balance is.
Mm-hmm.
Figure out, you know, what you may need it for, and then when are you looking to introduce your budget?
Intro. We have dates picked.
Yeah, we.
Oh, yeah. That's
the date. That's going back to
end of March, 1st of April.
Yeah.
I think we have to intro it.
Okay. Right. I mean, it's a good time to start looking at it, right? Because
right.
It's going to be part of your budget anyway.
Absolutely.
Right.
So.
I like it.
Okay. So we done with that discussion?
Yes.
Okay. So next up, we're going to go back to the top of new business, dates for budget meetings, and they're usually the Thursdays in March. We might not need them all. I know that back in January when I sent out a notice, Abe said he couldn't make the 28th, but if everybody else can still make that, at least we have a quorum. So it's Thursday, March 7th, March 14th, March 21st. We can keep the 28th on there, and then April 4th was a new one. I figured, let me just put it out there because you might need it.
What time are we talking
about? The usual, 5:30.
5:30.
So I just want to make sure everybody could still make those dates because everybody could when I asked in January, but I don't know if you still can.
I'm
Like I said, usually what happens is you need one or two, and then we can cancel them if we don't need more. So I just want to make sure. So Jay's checking his calendar.
Well, I may have dinner on the 7th, but I can. Let me talk to Chris.
Okay. Well, that's
okay. But
again, even if you have, if you have a quorum, which is good. So
14 is good. Yep.
And I'm good with all of them. I had them on there for months now.
And Carolyn, by the way, put this all on.
Good.
We should all have
good
everything on there.
Good. All right. So can I get a motion to set up those dates as I mentioned, Thursday, March 7th, March 14th, March 21st, March 28th, April 4th for a special budget meeting at 5:30 each of those days?
I'll make that motion as stated by the mayor.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. All right. Now that I'm writing all over everything, I have to find it here. Next up is the creation of a permanent funding source for grant writing. I don't know, Jay, did you want to talk about that? Is something that we could talk about at the budget meetings, or do we need...
We can, just to air it. We want to get a... Instead of having to jump through hoops every time we need to go run after a grant that comes in, if we had a funding source that's already approved, then we wouldn't have to go jump through hoops.
Can you use your open space fund?
What's that?
You use your open space fund.
Open space.
So that's basically what we're trying to do with that.
Yeah. All right. So we can...
Did that move into, like, administrative on a line item?
Well, what you should do is, if you want, I don't know the funding source, but they're going to need a contract, right? I mean, with lots of towns, it's a professional service agreement.
Right.
Do an RFP, or give her proposals, and, you know, they have the award a contract for a not so scenic amount, and then, you know, they only get paid if you use them. So then you have them.
So you're talking about hiring somebody and having them on in the stable,
well,
ready to go.
Professional services. I mean, that's
engineering.
What this company you're dealing with now, you know.
Yeah. Our engineering said they also, besides doing specs, will do bid submissions. So we kind of already have that in place.
Bid submissions or grant submissions?
Grant submissions.
I don't know if they do, you know, depending on if they do park stuff, and sometimes they do. They're usually going to charge you for it. So
yeah.
What you should do is, if they can do it. But, you know, grant writing is a little bit different, right? I mean, certainly the DOT grants, I'm sure they're familiar with, right? Every year you get roads or stuff like that. I mean, I think every engineering company does that. Some engineering companies have stronger with respect to DEP stuff, right, because they do parks. So if they can do it, then that's fine. You could do that. But, you know, again, what I would suggest is, if you're going to do that, you at least would need a proposal from them, because it's outside their normal scope, right, of engineering. I mean, typically for, you know, my other towns, when the engineering company does that, we're going to do it. If it comes up, they'll ask for a proposal. Now they're already under contract. Now it's just a matter because they'll get paid under that contract. Now it's just a matter of the governing body approving the proposal, basically, they would get it. But the payment would be under their annual amount, whatever the town were the budget for the engineering contract.
We've always had good luck with when they do the engineering and the road, all of that. But when it comes to, like, these ones where you need some connections to understand, and, you know, that's a different story. Because you want to have results.
Yeah,
you
and
pay
like
the
I said,
money and then get nothing.
And you know, and then what their familiarity is with DEP and the grant. But DEP does have a lot of grants. I mean, they certainly do. They're competitive, usually. Very competitive.
And they gave us an example of, Millennium did, of all the playgrounds that they've gotten approval for.
See, but Millennium would be like what I'm talking about, right? That they'd be professional services as opposed to on a piecemeal. Mm-hmm. You can put them under contract on an annual basis, so not to exceed amount. But then, you know, if something comes up, ask for a proposal, and then you know what the cost is going to be. But then you have the budget for that.
There was something else I wanted to bring up. I just thought about it, too, with the fact that the budget is just the temporary budget right now. Do we have any restrictions about certifying, you know, making funds sure certain percentage only of the funds that we're using, because the budget's in a temporary, just enough to keep you going until you have your annual budget? There may be some state statutes, I don't know.
No, you have to make sure that the money's there, right? And it's 110% of what last year's is. So it's not something that you haven't anticipated, right? That's all you have to make sure.
There's no, like, the categories that you're spending in. You don't have to stay. Like, say, like, one category, you were going to spend $50,000, but that's, like, over the amount for the temporary budget.
Well, then that could be an issue.
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know anything about this stuff.
I mean, it could be. You're going to have to see what's there until you adopt your budget. Now, it doesn't mean, I mean, you can award a contract, you have a temporary budget. I mean, obviously, it's going to be contingent on a full budget, right, gets adopted. So that would be the condition, if to the extent that you had a word contract. It's covering so as to continue to operate. Right?
We don't have anything that big going on right now, but it's just, it's in my head that you just, we'll just check with Greg Hill, you know, the CFO.
No, but you can still operate in word contracts, but obviously the one condition would be is subject to your adopting your budget and make sure there's sufficient money in there for whatever it is that you're going to do.
I think what Bev is saying is that the temporary budget is 26% of last year's budget. So that line item is only allowed to expel 26%, but I think they can move around that.
Well, I mean, that's what with the temporary, the purpose, until you do it right, the purpose is.
Right.
But, again, things happen, so that doesn't mean you can't operate.
Right.
It's just depending on what it is that you need, you may just have to ultimately have a condition if you're going to award a contract or something that you didn't anticipate. It's ultimately going to be conditioned on adoption of your budget so that the funding, full funding's in place.
Mm-hmm.
You probably have enough anyway in your temporary budget to deal with short term, but let's say it is something that's $100,000 that you didn't anticipate that wasn't in your budget from last year. Okay, now where am I, you know, the money in place?
Mm. And that would impact when the payment goes to.
Correct.
Yeah.
That, right. Ultimately, that's right. When they get paid.
Yeah. Okay. So.
I mean, that's true for any of your professionals right now. I mean, even for me. I mean, you have a temporary budget, so unless and until your full budget's paid, you know, my whole full retainer can't get paid, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
I'm glad you're smiling.
Things happen. But I know people.
Yeah, right.
And they're not at the state.
Ooh, name like, wow. He went there.
Sleep with the fishes.
I can. That's right.
Yeah. Okay. So next up, I think Jay and Carolyn will take over on this one. IT contract and meeting room audio system upgrade, form a subcommittee. Oh, okay. So we're going to – did you want to talk before we form the subcommittee, or do you want me to just form a subcommittee?
Just form a subcommittee. Yeah.
Okay. So it's one subcommittee.
These guys want to hear all those sausage making going on.
Yeah, it's true. So, yes, we're going to upgrade the audio system in the room. That was on the list from last year, the microphones and –
So we have modern recording devices instead of our 8-track tape that's back there.
Jeez, I know.
Going for stainless steel, huh?
So I would like to do you want anybody in particular on that, just you and Carolyn? Is that
that good with you?
Yeah, that's what I think we should. I'll make a motion to form a subcommittee to study the current IT contract with the Educational Services Commission and the meeting room audio system upgrade. Carolyn Budd, our clerk, and Jay Wojcik, committeeman.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is new business. Moving of the polling location. Districts 1, 2, 3 remain at 528 West Hill Road. District 4 now is moving to 528 West Hill Road. District 5 and 6 moving to the municipal building and meeting room. I don't know, Carolyn, if you want to explain that, what's going on.
So the County Board of Elections, I guess, received some complaints about use of the firehouse at the last election. So after a visit, they decided that they will not use the firehouse as the polling location for districts 4, 5, and 6. So they came, I guess in the past they've used this meeting room for 3 locations, but because it's a presidential year, they're going to move the districts 5 and 6 into this room, and then they're going to move 4 next door to the old, I guess, firehouse. So it's going to be 1, 2, and 3 that was always over there, and then there'll also be 4 over there. So we'll have this location for 5 and 6, 1 to 4 over next door.
So we won't decorate in that time frame. I just thought about that. Flag Day or whatever. Which actually, it's... Yeah.
I don't... No, you don't control the polling locations. The county controls the polling.
Yeah.
Everyone knows about it. You may want to put it on your website. You know, when you get...
Yeah.
The county's
going
to do everything.
Are they? Okay.
They just wanted to make sure that the committee was
aware,
the movement that they were...
So what are they going to do in here? Are they going to take down the dais?
No, I guess Kim said in the past that they had used this before. They pushed the dais just up against the wall, and then they'll be broken up into 2 sides, the 2 districts.
And the chairs will just go over?
Yeah, we'll move the chairs out. So it'll just be basically a big open space.
Okay.
And we'll have additional pulling machines as well because it is a presidential year. So it'll just, they didn't have a number, but it'll be more than, you know, I guess the last year. So.
Yeah, it'll work. We can do it.
Yeah. Okay, we'll probably have to move the chairs downstairs or something so they're not a fire hazard, because we can't even have a table out there without them saying it's a fire hazard. So
yeah, we brought up their couple of concerns, which they were simple things that wanted to happen.
Okay, next up is New Jersey. We don't have to make a motion. That's because the county decides. Okay. New Jersey Ag Development Agricultural Development Committee requests for any right-of-way needs at 329-335 Teetertown Road, Block 46, Lot 15. And I know that Warren didn't seem to have any need. Does anybody have any?
I thought he did put something aside.
Did he put something?
No? That was the county that did that?
Yeah, it was the county that had something, so... So that's just, I guess, do we need a committee vote on that? That we don't need a right-of-way for this?
Well, you have to send back their form.
Right. So it would be authorizing the mayor to sign their form? Let me see. Here it is.
Yeah, it's saying name, no title. Different ways needed. So you can, if you want to take a motion to authorize.
So that's what we'll say. So I think the motion would be to say that we
authorize the mayor to execute the notification that no additional right-of-ways required for Block 46, Lot 15, pursuant to the December 12, 2023 letter from the SADC.
Somebody.
So moved.
Can I get a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Next up is a request to epoxy the bay floors at fire station number 3. And that would be you, Brian.
Dan, you want to redo the floors at station number 3 using the diamond floor systems? It was kind of messed up years ago and definitely needs to be refinished. The amount of that would be $13,543. We have a
$45.
$45. That's the request from the DPW.
So we need a resolution.
We need a resolution.
Yeah.
Well, it's not urgent, right? We can put it on for the next meeting.
It exceeds your, far exceeds your quote threshold. Remember, your quote threshold is 6,600. So you have to go out and get at least 2 quotes if practical. And then even though this is not, the one from Diamond Floor System is not the lowest quote, and the rationale for not awarding the lowest quote is because they've done it in the past, are familiar with it.
And the other one was not really receptive.
Didn't come and look.
Oh, he didn't come out. Right, I remember that. They just gave a blind quote, right?
They did sight unseen through a number.
So we can, I thought we did something with floors there. Didn't we do? Okay, all right. So we can have it on for the next meeting.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
We have a template ready for the resolution.
Okay, so next up is a request for a DPW monthly report. Brian?
I was making that request. The committee will also see in the draft, which is a very remedial draft, you just hope to do it correctly. Also for the zoning department tax assessor monthly report, and I think the tax collector also. But yeah, just really a simple report monthly. Things like schedule maintenance, mechanic repairs, when roads may be scheduled to have paving or tar chip done, any tree work, projects, resident requests, events, upcoming projects like we have recycling, this and that, accidents or damage to township property, comments, suggestions, and it's not meant to be overburdened, just informational for the committee.
Right, so that we know what's going on. So do we need a vote for that, or he can just work with Warren to make that happen?
As long as, Warren's the one's got to do it.
He's got the dashboard, so we know what's going on.
Warren, you got the assistant, got the mechanic, they can all just keeping records, that's all.
Okay. Next up, tree removal, New Jersey statutes, DEP regulations, parameter discussion, form a subcommittee. on that for this is the Emerald Ash Borer?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't put that in there, so I didn't really. That was what you sent me.
Was that? Where did that come from? Yeah. Me? Mm-hmm. Was it the Mendham?
No.
At the last meeting when I wasn't here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I can talk to that, though.
Go ahead. I knew that there... Oh, I know what
Even though
was.
I didn't bring it up.
I was concerned because we were talking about cutting down trees, and
right.
I started looking around,
so,
and I saw that there were DEP issues and state statutes, and you have to be careful what you do.
So actually, you do have in your code book, Chapter 325, you do have the one... There are two state statutes that you can rely upon to have folks remove dead or dying trees or them that are dangerous and it's on their property. Right. So one is 48.2-26, and that talks about, they use the word brush, hedges, and other plant life growing within 10 feet of any roadway and within 25 feet of an intersection of two roadways. Now, you do have that ordinance in place. So now let's say you have an intersection or the trees are overhanging and it's dangerous. You can utilize that and have people cut back, right? Then there's another, and I would suggest this because it gives you a little more punch. There's another state statute that deals with, that's broader and deals with, part of it is, it talks about tree stubs, obnoxious growth. Mm-hmm. Same thing where if it's a danger, you can notify a property owner with, give them 10 days notice, tell them, you have to cut it down, you have to remove it, and then if you don't, the town has a right to go in and then lien their property if they don't do it. That's how you're presently, the Chapter 325 dealing with trim brush and hedges, that's how it works the same way. So you can have another provision that talks about, that's a little bit broader, that deals with things beyond the intersections, because that's just for intersections. That's just in general, right, the other provision. You currently have a provision that deals with trees in general, and I know Sharon's here, and their favorite are the new tree removals pursuant to stormwater is coming up. Now, you already have a tree removal ordinance in place. That requires permits for removal of certain trees, depending on if they're steep slopes or not, and then the size of the property. One of the exceptions under your current ordinance is if a tree is dead or dying. You don't need a permit in order to do it. So you have that exception. My guess is even with the new ordinance, new requirements, that dead and dying requirement is probably going to still be there. So presently, and I know, Brian bringing it up, you have the one ordinance, if it's an intersection or within a right-of-way, 10 feet within a right-of-way, you can have a property owner, do the trimming themselves. I would suggest, to the extent that it is an issue, that I can draft an ordinance in with this other state statute that's just not with respect to intersections or 10 feet with a right-of-way. It could just be, for instance, if it's next to a neighbor and it's something that happens, especially if there's storms. One of my other towns that I represented, there was a storm and the tree fell and it was leaning towards somebody else's property and it was being held up by a wire, mm-hmm. and the property owner would not remove it and it was going towards the neighbor's house, right? So, in the township we gave them notice. Eventually they did because it was really a dangerous condition. But, sometimes it happens. So I think that at least, I know, Brian had raised that. That can help deal with those issues of some of the dead dying trees, especially with the ash trees out there. And then what happens if there's a new tree removal ordinance with the new stormwater. But
what was the second statute? You had the 48.2-26 and
it's 48.2.26 deals with cutting of brush and hedges
mm-hmm.
near roadways and intersections,
mm-hmm.
and then the other one is 40:48-2.13, which deals with the removal, destruction of brush, weeds, debris, etc., if they constitute a fire hazard or they're potentially injurious to public health or safety.
40:48-2.13?
Yep.
Okay. The other thing was...
They sort of mimic each other. But, you know, and then you would, again, both of them, you have to give them, your current one, you have to give them notice, and then if they don't do it, it gives the township the right to go on and say, okay, we're going to remove it, and then you lien their property. Mm-hmm. And it gets paid with taxes.
So it's the zoning officer that has
Typically, that's who typically does it.
Yeah. And I know, Brian, you mentioned the permission form. Do we need some kind of permission
form? Well, I think that was the question. I think it's a situation where if there's a tree that's in the township right away, is that what you're looking for? And then you may need to go onto a property owner's property in order to trim it, right?
Right, or just in the right-of-way, making sure
that... Right, that's what I'm saying, but I think that's what the deal, we could deal with that. That's fine. We've done that. I've done it in other towns, right? Mm-hmm. It's in our right-of-way. We need to trim it, but in order to trim it, you may need to get on somebody's private property mm-hmm. so that you would get a sort of an access agreement from the property owner saying, hey, you give us permission to do it. Obviously, all liabilities on us. Something mm-hmm. happens on us. We agree to identify the property owner in order to do that.
Did we ever get that? Did First Energy drop off that template yet? All right, I'll talk
to it. So if I'm understanding correctly, the property owner does have some responsibility to...
If it's on their property.
Maintain part of the right-of-way.
Yep. No. Not the right-of-way.
Not the right-of-way.
Let's say you have a growth that goes into your right-of-way, right? If it's within 10 feet of a right-of-way, yes, that they would, right? And or if it's in an intersection and there's... creates a dangerous condition, yes, you can make them cut it back, trim things, for sure. Okay. So that's the one section. That's the one ordinance that you currently have. That's in place. The other one is if it's beyond a right-of-way or if it's not near an intersection, that's the other, and it deals with a broader range of stuff, right?
We should encourage some personal responsibility
Well, I mean, you know, that used to be the way America was. People were responsible for their own actions. They've seen a loss of
I would just be concerned about overburdening some of the residents because you might have, like, a lot of road frontage. And with all these ash borers, there's a lot of trees that are requiring this remedy. Forcing them to take out a whole bunch of trees on a piece of property and... that's a lot of money. It's $1,000 a tree.
I mean, you're not going to do it if it's in the middle of a field and it's not near anything.
Understood.
Right, right. Right. Currently, you can do that if it's within 10 feet of a right-of-way. You have the ability to do that.
We don't require it.
You don't require it. It's there in order to protect the township, the public in general, right? Because if, let's say, you do have a tree, it's within 10 feet of a right-of-way, and it falls into the street.
Well, a recent example is one of the other towns close by made their residents, if there was a tree in the right-of-way, take care of it on their own.
You just said if it's in the right-of-way. Yeah, right. Which, arguably, some towns will do that. That's the same thing with sidewalks, right?
I wouldn't like to do that here, though.
Well, that's a policy call.
Okay.
And the ordinance doesn't talk about being within a right-of-way. It's within 10 feet of a right-of-way.
Okay. So are we done with that discussion?
Not yet. That's for dead or dying trees. Or
well, no,
could
no.
That be a healthy tree that needs some limbs trained back.
It certainly, if it's public safety related, you can certainly use that as a basis to do it. Right. Let's say, especially if it's interfering with the right of way. So let's say there is a tree and it's a big tree and it goes into the town's right of way, and they're not willing to cut it back. Now, you know, then the town could always do it. But then, generally, let's say it's not within a right-of-way, and let's say there's two neighbors and it's next to a property line, and the tree's, you know, falling over, you know, and you get a phone call from a resident that says, hey, my neighbor's tree's fallen, it's going to hit my house. Not near a right-of-way, it's not near an intersection. Right now, you can just say, hey, could you do it? The town has nothing to enforce that. This other statute that I'm talking about does give you the town the ability to enforce it.
We do have some pretty serious leaners.
Yeah. That's when that other statute comes up. You don't have anything in place with respect to that.
We'll have to read through the stuff.
Yeah.
All I'll do is I'll just do a draft. You guys can take a look at it because I've done it in other towns.
Good. Now we done?
Don't tell.
Yep.
Next up is Hunterdon Land Trust request for donation. I received this on February 8th. Basically, I'll read it. The Hunterdon Land Trust is a nonprofit organization founded in 1996 to preserve and protect the natural resources of Hunterdon County. This past year alone, the Land Trust preserved over 100 acres of land, bringing the total preserve to 11,600 acres of farmland and public open space. Without the help of partners like Lebanon Township, we could not have attained this milestone. With your continued support, we will preserve thousands of additional acres of precious land in our county. As in the past, these acres will become family farms, nature preserves, and parks, and will help purify our air and water. Hunterdon Land Trust provides invaluable services and assistance to municipalities throughout Hunterdon County, accomplishes this in several ways. They identify key parcels and fosters relationships with landowners, provides technical assistance and project management, acts as a nonprofit liaison to other agencies, and obtains funding for preservation through Green Acres, Hunterdon County, the Federal Agricultural Conservation Easement Program, nonprofit partners, and private foundations. So basically, they're seeking financial support from the Lebanon Township of $500 this year, a donation. And I think it's a good cause.
I do, too.
Yeah.
They partner with us on many occasions,
yeah.
And they've been there for the township. So.
You want to make that motion?
Can we do a resolution, please?
You want
a resolution?
For $500?
You're spending money to a third party. So you can
is that what it is? It's because it's a third party this time? Because I know that it used to be under $1,000.
Well, because typically, but these are vendors that you typically deal with and...
All right, so we'll do a
You have a letter versus...
No,
yeah, so we'll do it for
an invoice.
The next meeting.
Right, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Because we did it for the other group.
All right, so then we'll take a vote.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Raritan Edge, right, exactly.
Okay. I wasn't at the meeting.
No, right.
Right,
sure.
So, yeah.
Okay,
so let me just put this here. 3-5, resolution. Next up is... Ms. Sharon Petzinger is going to have some Environmental Commission discussion items, well testing, plant swap. We were going to talk about stormwater management ordinances, but we're going to hold off because the engineer is going to be also coming out with some guidance on that. But the committee has the great work you did on all of that, your committee. So that's good.
Thank you. Good evening again. Sharon Petzinger, Chair, Environmental and Space Commission, for those of you that don't know me. So I'm here to really just kind of update you and discuss a couple of items we have or events that we have pending. One is the well testing. We've done this every year. It's through partnership with Raritan Headwaters Association, and the dates have been selected as May 11th, 2024, from 9 a.m. to noon for well testing kit sales. The return date of that water would be Monday, May 13th from 7 to 9:30 a.m. With a backup, if we have too many kits coming in, a backup would be for drop-off would be Thursday, May 16th from 7 to 9:30 a.m. We request this be done in the municipal building like it has been done in previous years. And we also request possibly the use of office staff to print us flyers, so we can kind of try to get the word out that way. We'll also be posting this information on the website, or request to post that on the website and on Facebook.
How many flyers do you need? Because maybe it's better to go out to
yeah, we didn't put that
Staples or something. I mean, I'm just thinking, because if we need thousands of flyers, I don't know if they're... This is free
not,
mailing.
Not thousands. No, we had 81 people...
Oh, okay. It's not going to every household. Like, this isn't going to every household.
No.
Oh, okay.
Just to really kind of put in the main foyer of the municipal building, people to pick up, or the pancake breakfast, things like that, people to take. So maybe 100.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, not 1,000. No, I would not ask anything like that.
That happened here when somebody printed them with black ink, you know, because they wanted it to be a nighttime scene, and there was then it just that was the end of our ink.
Yes, yeah,
a couple years ago.
Okay, so that's the well testing event. The plant swap. This is something new that we're going to be piloting this year, at least for the EOSC hosting a plant swap. So we have a tentative date set for June 1st. At Memorial Park Pavilion. We haven't submitted the form to actually reserve that. We wanted to bring this to the Township Committee's attention first before we do that. So this plant swap will be for native plants and garden vegetables only. And we're hosting this as an opportunity to educate people about native and non-native plants. And then garden vegetables, because people like to swap. That's kind of incentive to bring people in. The FFA students at Voorhees may also be interested in helping us out on this. And again, we might, we would probably request the office staff to print some flyers, you know, same, like 100 flyers or so. And the EOSC will also request to post this on the Facebook, on the website and on Facebook.
So it's like little plants, like swap little plants that you put
like
in the ground?
Seeds or seedlings.
Oh, I love it. I like that.
One of our residents approached the rec committee, who approached us asking if we would put one together, and we thought it would be a great idea.
Yeah.
And a great way to educate people about invasive plants and not to swap those or plant them outside.
Mm-hmm. Do we need to mark, because it's an EOSC, does it have to come out of their budget if we're going to be using the clerk's resources?
You have to look at your budget. I mean,
it's going to get lost in the rounding. Right. I just want to do it properly. I know you're a stickler.
I don't know if you have budgeted. Well, you have budgeted in their budget. Yeah, well, I mean, I would, since it's one of their events, I would certainly use their budget to the extent that you could.
But and by then we will have the budget ready, because it's for June.
Yes.
So maybe we just have you add, I don't know how much it is, the sheet.
Well, in the EOSC budget that we submitted, there was $110 of miscellaneous, which would be the printing. I don't think it would cost $110 to print 100 pages. So I think that would cover most of that.
Yeah, okay.
Assuming that budget is approved.
Yeah, and that's true, because you're not going to be billed. We're not going to bill her for this. It's just going to happen in-house. So, good?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any other questions?
Good.
Or any more questions?
No. That's great. Keep thinking like that. I thought good ideas. I really like it. It's a good way to bring the community together, mm-hmm. too. I like that.
Yeah, so if it works out, we'll probably be doing this every year.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
All right, so next up is what?
That whole stormwater thing?
No, we're going to hold off on that, because Bryce has to take a... It's getting too confusing with everybody, so...
Right.
So next up is presentation of the vouchers.
I had one that exceeds the $1,000. It's for cleaning services for the park bathrooms, $2,475. That's the only one I have that...
That applies?
Applies.
Okay. I have one for the Borough of Washington for animal control services. First quarter due $2,706. That's our shared service with Washington Borough. And I have another one for the New Jersey State Department of Health Veterinary Public Health Clinic. It's for dog licensing pilot clinic animal population, $1,109.40. And I've got one for Jay Caldwell and Associates. That's our planning organization. And they're filling in when as needed for what Gail would have, you know, the late Gail Glassoff was doing on a temporary basis. And we have a bill from them for $1,860. And that's all that I have that apply.
Municipal Emergency Services for $4,534.68. This is for the point-blank ballistic vest for the police department. And I have a duplicate here. That's because it's being paid for by Voorhees High School.
Okay. That's for the SLEO, Brian?
Correct. I'm assuming it's for Voorhees High School.
Yep.
A&S Hydraulics Incorporated, $1,045 even.
Ally Griffith Trucking. This is for gasoline, $10,364.02, and that's all that qualifies.
We have one here for Webb Appraisal for appraisal services for 737 Anthony Road, Lot 49, Lot 75, for an amount of $1,700. And the other one I have here is for New Jersey Health Benefits for February 2024,
$58,645.97. That's it. Okay, so the total bill list for the period ending February 21st, 2024, is $93,534.92. Can I get a motion to approve the bill list?
I'll make a motion to approve the bill list.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Okay, so next up is correspondence that we all received from Brian about items that need to be taken care of.
Sure, just a quick note there in preparation for the upcoming budget meeting.
Right.
I just thought we'd start a list. If anyone on the committee has anything they think that should be on there, please, you know, let's try to get a list together so we can be prepared for the budget. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So next we are going to open the public comment, limited to 3 minutes per speaker. For anything you want to talk about, can I get a motion to open the public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Oh, here comes Mr. Milkowski.
It's former Mayor Milkowski.
That's right. Mayor.
Deputy. Deputy Mayor. Sorry, yeah. Ron. I gave you an upgrade.
Emeritus.
Ron Milkowski, Rocky Run Road. Just a couple quick questions. You're talking about putting an outfield fence in the ball field. Is that one of the fences?
No.
The only
just
thing
a backstop.
Saying,
larger backstop.
Okay. So it didn't interfere with sleigh riding.
No.
Right, and the other thing is replacing the guardrails in the park. Are they going to go with wood again?
So I was there when the township engineer was looking at with along with Joanne and. There's a few options, so it'll be up to the park committee to, in conjunction with him to figure out what's the best way to do it and the least expensive.
Well, sometimes the reason I say is, I'd say maybe 30 years ago, the township went around, we had all wooden guardrails. I think they last, what, 6 years, Brian?
Not very long.
Yeah.
And they all just disintegrated.
Same thing now.
So that's what I'm saying is, go with the metal. They may not be as pretty, but they're going to last.
He had some suggestions about some of the newer metal ones that are not your typical guardrails.
Well, we got painted ones about too.
Yeah, he was talking about that as well.
Did I make it into 3 minutes?
Yeah, you did.
Good.
That was good.
Good.
That was good.
Thanks,
all right, so next up we're going to be going into, motion to close public comment. And we have more people. Oh, Mike, how you doing? I didn't see you back there.
Mike Falcari, Bundell Road, also a member of the park committee. Question for you all. I know this is a comment period, but I do have a question. In trying to understand the Lebanon Township Code, Chapter 69, most specifically Chapter-5, talks about powers of the Park Committee. What is the latitude of the Park Committee to do work?
I can't.
Yeah, we should have it in front of us.
I don't know.
I mean it's pretty broad.
Yeah, well... Yeah, I don't know. I can't comment. I don't have them in front of me, but all I know is it's an advisory committee.
Okay.
Is there a way?
It's not really what that subsection says.
I know what some of it said. That was like, why is this? Because it's an advisory committee.
Right.
So, but I mean, I couldn't tell you because I don't have them in front of me.
Gotcha. So I guess the follow-up question to that is. What is, not to do work, but what is our latitude for going to other entities for funding, like volunteer organizations or other 501c3s, to fund different things in the park?
I mean, the township committee has to vote on everything anyway,
yeah,
right? So
right.
It's our team.
It's an advisory committee. I cannot comment on these questions. I don't have the code in front of me, so I mean, yeah, he's asking questions.
I'm just throwing it out there. Maybe I just never thought that.
I mean, sometimes I'm good at darts in the dark, but not
100%.
Yeah, but I mean,
the question's not just for you.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, to me, it's common sense that no matter what, you'd have to come. You can't just go spending. It's township land,
right?
So you can't just go get money from other sources.
Well, the only thing I can say though is. And just from recollection, in reading that section of the code, recognizing that this park committee is an advisory board, it seemed to give them more authority that typically are afforded an advisory board. Which I felt, looking at it, wouldn't seem to be appropriate, because typically advisory boards are just that.
So the last time we revised it, we just took out the 501c3 mention.
That reference, right.
But
we didn't touch anything else.
Yeah.
Right. So
if there's rust on a door and we want to paint that door, do we need to come before this committee first? What was that? If there's rust on a door.
The quick answer is you probably need to go through the Public Works director, because something could happen, right? I mean, it's because it's government, and I don't know what type of paint it is. Somebody uses lead paint, right? Because I don't know. Maybe they have lead paint, and you don't want to be using lead paint, right? Because you shouldn't be using lead paint. So it's not as simple as it seems.
See what I'm getting at, though?
I do. Wow. I don't necessarily disagree with you. I was a little befuddled reading some of these advisory committees and the authority given to them. I don't know why that is, or that I certainly wasn't here when it was done that way. But typically, advisory committees are just that, right? You work to help a governmental entity to say, hey, we think that a good use for this would be A, B, C, D. We did all the groundwork for you, and then you hand it off to the governing body, and every governing body executes.
Assuming all the volunteers are on the volunteer list, they should be covered through our insurance.
Correct, but I think you get, again, as you said, I don't, if they were to paint or if there's rust, I don't know what's involved.
So, but right. Could they utilize our, warrant to do that?
I think that's a policy call that you all would need to.
You call Warren?
You all would need to deal with, right, because of the fact that, you have multiple people calling Warren from the public and Warren, what am I doing? Right, people from the public are contacting me and ask me to do stuff rather than, and then Warren answers to the township governing body, right? So I think you need to have limits.
We'd need to figure out what latitude would be acceptable, like $1,000 or.
Well, I think everything should be funneled to the governing body. I really do.
Sounds like we need to review it.
Well, it's a perfect segue because
it's a good question.
My wish list, as I'm kicking off my items on the wish list of things that need to get done, I would eventually, sooner rather than later, I wanted to form some subcommittees where the committee looks at the different ordinances. You take that section, I could get the planning board to take the land use sections, and just because I don't know, there could be mistakes, there could be all kinds of things in these ordinances that we don't.
Or we could be missing ordinances.
Or missing ordinances. So I think that we're going to have to, I have to look at the, I just brought the big book in, and just take a look at all of them by subcommittees.
So what I would say is, though, right, you're the governing body, you enact policy, employees answer to you. They do. Boards, ultimately, especially if you have the the planning and zoning are a little bit unique, but advisory boards are just that. They provide advice to the governing body for a particular purpose, whether they're established for. Usually, when these boards are established, they're not, I'll call, action boards, right? They don't go out and do action necessarily that would require the expenditure of funds or things that they take on themselves. So without the governing body, which has control over the funds and actions because you have liability concerns, saying it's okay. There seems to be, because I think where the question comes from in that particular section, because I've noticed it before, to give that particular board a little more autonomy that you than you would normally see for an advisory board. So I think you need should examine it, see if that's what you want to do. It's, you know, the same thing with the other one. That wasn't as broad, the
historical
historical stuff. That wasn't as broad.
Actually, making the subcommittees to review ordinances is really something that the attorney's going to have to.
He'll have to look at them too, but there could be some obvious things that we see.
Yeah, I mean, look, sometimes how these things come up, because an issue comes up and he's like, oh, I don't know, and they look at it, you know, the QPA, right? Mm-hmm. We thought that was pretty easy, but then we found out, hey, we don't have an ordinance in place. Mm-hmm. So, but when that issue on those two committees came up, when we were looking at that language on the 501c3s, and that's when I looked at it and I thought mm-hmm. it was curious.
Yeah, we've had issues where people have found, like, just a hanging sentence where words were missing. They were left out.
And sometimes that's the publisher does that too, right? Because it's E-code that happens too.
Mm.
Anyway.
So with all due respect, to your point, Mark, having an 11-person advisory committee, that's advisory alone, seems to be, in my estimation, as somebody who's a little bit business-minded, a waste of 11 volunteers.
Yeah.
If it's just an advisory board. That's just my take on it. But thanks for your time.
Okay. Any other public comment? Seeing none, can I get a motion to close public comment?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 With that, we're going to go into executive session, which would be resolution number 50-2024, authorizing executive session to talk about collective bargaining, contract negotiations, personnel, and land acquisition. Can I get a motion to approve resolution number 50-2024?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you.
Okay.
We're done with executive session, and I need to have a motion to reconvene into public session.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Yes.
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 All right. Good night, everyone.
Good night.